The family of one victim in a violent car crash nearly 2 years ago says the punishment for the driver is insufficient. This week, Ron Fisher Jr. was sentenced for vehicular homicide in 2 deaths. The judge ordered the maximum sentence, but the victim's father says that isn't enough. In July of 2013, a drunk driver ran a stop sign near Pickstown, drove the minivan into a parking lot, and slammed into 2 people. U.S. Fish and Wildlife workers, 46-year-old Robert Klum and 25-year-old Megan Spindler, both died in the gruesome crash. Driver Ron Fisher Jr. is sentenced to 30 years in prison for the deaths. But Megan Spindler's father, Greg, says the driver should have been convicted of a higher charge, and he disagrees that his daughter's grisly killing wasn't legally violent.
South Dakota's criminal statutes state that vehicular homicide is not a crime of violence. And as a consequence, because he has no prior felony convictions, he's eligible for parole after serving 30% of that 30 years, which translates to 9 years.
Spindler and his family travel from their home in New York. He says South Dakota cannot afford to put off examining DUI protocols.
We don't want to wait until bodies are stacked up before we deliver a credible deterrence to the public in general.
Spindler says that happens by strictly enforcing laws and increasing penalties on both first-time offenders and people who repeatedly drink and drive. Spindler says South Dakota needs to acknowledge its problem with DUI crimes.
South Dakota consistently performs worse than the national average. If South Dakota were to perform at the national average, 2013, when my daughter was killed, there would have been approximately 27 deaths instead of 42. That's 15 lives that might still be here with us.
Spindler says he doesn't like to visit the state where his daughter died, but he plans to return if driver Ron Fisher Jr. tries to attain a lesser sentence or if lawmakers attempt to make substantial changes in the law to curb deaths and injuries from DUIs. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.